college admissions is an ever-changing landscape.
And applying to college has never been harder in wake of our new normal.
That's why we are revolutionizing college admissions, one application at a time.
Welcome to Talk College to Me,
a D100 radio podcast,
featuring your co-hosts, Lynn Stewart and Vicki Thompson.
Welcome to our new podcast titled Talk College to Me. I'm your co-host, Lynn Stewart.
And I'm your other co-host, Vicki Thompson. And we couldn't be more excited to share some helpful information to guide you as you prepare for college and some smart steps to follow along the way to personalize your college search and application process. Throughout our weekly podcast, we're inviting the people who are experts in guiding students to college to join us. These colleagues of ours in the field will hail from colleges and universities. They're experts in financial aid, and we'll also talk to colleagues in community-based organizations. These professionals will share ways to navigate the college application process within the context of our new normal.
This podcast is produced by D100 Radio. Dylan Carollo and Nikolai Eagleton of D100 have joined this episode to introduce us, your co-host. As we begin this journey together, we thought it important to share our own stories and experiences as veteran counselors.
Well, thank you for having me, Lynn and Vicki. I'm Dylan, and on behalf of D100 Radio, we're proud to bring this podcast to you featuring hosts and guests from across the nation in the age of COVID-19.
And I'm Nikolai, and you know what? I'm so excited to be here. So I think we'll start off with some interesting questions, and let's start with, why start a college admissions podcast right now? You know, is there really a need?
Lynn and I have known each other a long time, and we've worked together for many of those years. And we've always believed strongly that every student deserves to have access to the information they need to research colleges, apply to college, and pay for college. Our hope is that this podcast will inform you, the student, in a way that is enjoyable to listen to and helpful to you. Your parents are certainly welcome to join us, but this podcast is really tailored for you. This new landscape of doing everything virtually in light of COVID-19 has changed the way you explore colleges and learn more about each college. It's important that you meet the people best equipped to help you do that.
One of the things that makes my job interesting is that no two application cycles are the same. The graduating class of 2021 represents my 19th year helping students with the college process. Just in the last 5 years, even prior to COVID-19, we saw a lot of changes in the application process. We saw the advent of the coalition application, joining the Common App as another option for students to apply to college, as well as the ability for students to self-report their GPAs and their test scores. So fast forward to COVID-19, spring 2020, when all around the country, people experienced standardized test sites closing, colleges began to reevaluate their admissions policies, and so many schools now have become test optional. We've also seen a change in college application deadlines being moved so that students have more time to apply. And last but not least, virtual college tours, virtual visit, high school visit reps, high school reps visiting, and virtual college fairs. When it comes to college admissions, 2020 is the year of flexibility and resilience.
Well, with all of these changes, it really sounds to me like this podcast is filling a gap between the podcasts that were created 3 to 4 years ago.
You're absolutely right, Dylan.
Well, let's start with you, Lynn. So why did you become a college counselor?
Well, I was working in college admissions. I've worked in admissions for 10 years at two different colleges, one a small private school and the other a larger Jesuit school. While working in admissions, I recruited first-time freshmen as well as transfer students. In between recruitment responsibilities and travel, I managed to complete a master's degree in counseling, at which point I knew that high school college counseling was the perfect way to marry two skill sets: counseling and college admissions. Most days, I feel like I have the best job on the planet. While on those other days, few as they are, I feel privileged to have crossed paths with the future of our country. My students are a great source of hope and inspiration.
So, how would you describe yourself in three words?
I would say inquisitive because I am a lifelong learner, empathic, and insightful.
Well, we can't forget about Vicky, so why'd you become a college counselor?
Well, thanks, Nikolai. You know, I started my career as a classroom teacher. I really enjoyed working with young people. In fact, I always knew I wanted to work with young people. I then got a little frustrated with working with a big room full of kids who had all different kinds of needs and concerns and decided I wanted to get a master's in human services counseling. I really thought I'd do clinical work, but I loved working in a school. I loved working with young people. And after I got my master's, I became a guidance counselor. With that background in mental health, I've found it extremely advantageous to have that to call upon when I'm working with students and working with families. So much about this college admissions process for students is about self-exploration, and it's about family dynamic. And that background has really informed my career as a college counselor. I kind of happened upon it by chance when the college counselor at the high school where I was working just didn't come back to work one day, just decided to quit. And I guess the stress got to her. But I think, you know, I jumped right into it and I had helpful colleagues in the city of New Orleans where I was to help me figure it all out and learned by doing. And I've never looked back. I love the work. It's been a really, really fun ride.
So what do you think your three words are?
Well, you know, we ask this of kids all the time, and some advice that I give them when I ask them to do that and they come in and they tell me they can't figure out how to narrow it to three or five words is I tell them to go to their friends and say, tell them to give you some words. How would they describe you? So I asked my husband. I did my own homework, like I did my students. And one thing he said was vibrant and happy, you know, just a person who loves life and enjoys life. I do, and I've been accused of, in fact, Lynn has probably accused me of this. I think the V in Vicky stands for volunteer. I have a hard time saying no to people. I've always been a helper, and I think that's why I'm in education. And I'd say I'm a connector. I enjoy putting people together. So people from college admissions with students who are interested, colleagues that I work with in colleges across the country into volunteer positions in organizations that I have worked in. And that's how I became friends with Lynn Stewart. We met years before we worked together because she would visit my high school and we just got to know each other and we had a mutual friend. I think connections are key and they're key to students in this process.
Having known Vicky for so long, I would have to agree. I would describe her as a bridge builder. She builds bridges wherever she goes. She connects people. That's sort of her hallmark. That's what she does.
Thank you, Lynn.
So what do you guys really know about college counseling?
What I know for sure is that college counseling is always changing. College admissions reflects and responds to changes in society. Case in point, COVID-19. Just as an example, in 2012, I helped lead the effort to bring the National College Fair to Orlando. This would be our eighth year with the fair. We have college reps from over 200 colleges and parents and students from the greater Central Florida area would come. However, this year, as a result of COVID-19, all fall college fairs sponsored by the National Association of College Admission Counseling will be virtual. Just another example of how the world is changing and college admissions is changing with it.
So I have really enjoyed giving back to my colleagues in the field. I've had the real privilege of working with two different organizations to help train new college counselors as they start to begin this work. It is really rewarding. And just as I like to teach and guide students, I love to give what I know to my colleagues. One of the things that students will understand as they go through this college admissions process is that knowledge is really key. And getting tooled with the right information to help you along the way is going to be really important. If I could give a word of advice, because I've worked with my own children through this process, just as your parents didn't put you in the car alone to learn how to drive, you can't kick them out of the car now. It is really important to let them be in the car. Don't let them drive the car as you're going through this college admissions process, but let them be in there so that you have some backup and some support along the way.
What did it feel like being a mom in the college admissions process?
I think I learned a lot, Nikolai. I think mostly about watching my two sons go through this process was the whole self-exploration piece. They learned a whole lot about themselves as they visited colleges, considered colleges, and tried to narrow down whether they wanted close to home, far away, big, small, private, public. They looked a lot of different places, and I loved being a mom on college campuses with them and watching their wheels turn and figure it out for themselves. They sometimes got a little frustrated with me because I wouldn't tell them where I saw them, because I didn't want to put that in their heads. And I think parents need to be careful with that. This is a student's process, and I learned to be quiet and to listen carefully and to watch carefully. And it was somewhat a little hard to watch them narrow down their options, because they were both blessed with some really good options. But they really grew up throughout all of this, and putting all of those pieces together was really a good formative time for them, and really made our relationship even stronger. There were some surprises in it for them and for me. I think they made choices that were a little different than that both they and I expected. But that's the fun in all of this, is watching all of that sort of boil down and become what it's going to be. It's a really fun ride if you just relax and let it happen.
Wow. So what would be the most rewarding experience of being a college admissions counselor?
Well, as I stated earlier, every graduating class has a unique personality. It's gratifying to see students gain more confidence as they go through the process. I've also had the opportunity to visit with former students currently enrolled in college. Last spring, for example, I participated in a counselor program at Tulane, where I had the opportunity to have lunch with one of my former students. For college counselors, it means so much to know that our students have matriculated to a school where they're happy and healthy, and they're really striving. And sometimes as college counselors, we don't necessarily get to know that or get to see that for ourselves. So that is really by far the most rewarding part, is to know that it all worked out for the student.
That's fantastic. So what do you guys do in your free time?
Well, I'm sure my students think that I just, you know, read college information all weekend, but I don't. I am an HGTV fanatic. I am a foodie. I love to cook. I love to do a lot of things. In the fall, I do enjoy writing letters, because that's a big part of my job. And I usually do that in a relaxed environment with a yellow legal pad and a pen and just let go. But when I'm not writing letters, when it's not fall season, on the weekends, you might not find me anywhere near a college, a Chronicle of Higher Ed. I'm just
relaxing. Honestly, I don't believe it. I think you'd be on a college website 24/7.
Well, that would be what my students think for sure. Yes. But I do have other skills and creative outlets and habits. Yes.
And in my free time, like Lynn, I love to cook. I learned to cook in Louisiana and love to add a lot of spice to food. This whole coronavirus experience has found me cooking a lot of different cuisines and trying new things, experimenting a little bit with some cuisines that might have intimidated me before. And that's been actually a lot of fun. I have this great rescue dog that is 3 years old, and I spend a lot of time walking him and playing with him. He's been wonderful. And family is a big part of life for me. My children are really important. My husband and I have five between the two of us. So we spend a lot of time focused on family, and it's wonderful. So we're really lucky there.
What is everyone, what's your favorite dish to cook up for the whole family?
You know, a family favorite, and one of the first Louisiana kind of things I ever learned to make was a gumbo. And what I love about gumbo is you can put different things in it, and the flavor changes with each addition. Not to be corny, but you can kind of think about this whole college process being your own personal gumbo. You're going to put a lot of heart and soul into it. There are going to be a lot of ingredients in here, your college counselor, your family, the things that you get from this podcast, the things that you get as you visit colleges, and all that information is going to go into the pot. And it's going to turn into something really great. So don't be scared of it. Let it percolate. Let it stew and cook. It's all going to be good.
When it comes to cooking, I would say Vicky is probably AP level because she is an excellent cook. I, on the other hand, weigh in more at college prep because, you know, I'm good. It's okay, but it's not AP. So one of the things I love to do is transform sort of classic recipes into more health conscious recipes, healthier choices. And one of my favorites is salad dressings and sauces and finding healthier ways to make them. So yeah, see, I'm on the side with like the little small things. So I'm working my way up to like entrees and family dinners and things like that. But yeah, Vicky's definitely AP. Sure. So Dylan and Nikolai, can one of you explain D100 Radio to us?
So I founded D100 Radio going in the sixth grade with one mission: to revolutionize radio. Headquartered in One World Trade Center in New York City and being available throughout the globe, we connect audiences of all kinds through the power of music. With innovative ways of listening and content, D100 Radio breaks music barriers from sea to shining sea.
I have to say, we are so thankful that D100 Radio is the producer of this podcast.
So, you know, thank you. So, Vicky, what are some upcoming topics listeners should definitely tune into?
Throughout this podcast, we're going to cover topics that will help you be thoughtful about this process. Self-exploration, as I've mentioned, is a big part of finding your best fit. We'll discuss the new world of test optional schools and whether you should test or not, how best to tackle the writing of your college essays, understanding financial aid, navigating the college process with nonprofits and CBOs, and we're even going to have a listener's choice podcast.
So basically, is every show like an interview with an expert in the field of college admissions?
It absolutely is, because we believe that the greatest sources of information come from those who are actually doing the work. This podcast concept is pretty simple. It's our conversations with experts in helping students navigate the college search, identify their best options, and do what they need to do to get there.
Question is, how useful is this podcast if I already have a college counselor at my high school?
Well, Dylan, there's no such thing as too much information when it comes to college admissions. And what our hope is for students is that as you listen to the episodes and you hear the information, you hear the professionals, I hope that you will take this information back to your college counselor. I hope that it will spark discussions with you and your parents or those in your lives that are helping you make these big decisions. And the more information you have, the more informed your decision-making will be. And the goal is not just to get into college, but to really land at a place where you're going to thrive, you're going to excel, you're going to live happily ever after.
I think that kids are really blessed when they have access to a college counselor in their school, but that's not the case for a lot of students across the country and across the world. You can take some comfort in the fact that all of this information is out there. It's just knowing how to get to it. Lynn and I firmly believe that access is important and that every student has the right to know how to look for schools and research schools and visit schools, how to learn how to afford going to college. So this podcast is our effort in making sure that you are well-tooled. We're going to have a listener's choice episode. And as you listen in, and if there are things that if we leave something out that you feel like you're burning to know, please let us know. We'd be happy to consider that as a listener's choice episode.
So is there one thing listeners who are tuning in right now can do before our next episode?
My advice would be that for juniors, start your resume, start writing things down. You tend to forget. Go back through things you did in the ninth grade all the way through to this junior year and keep a record of it. You're going to need that resume for later to help you finish those college applications. Keep a journal, juniors. That's super important, especially during your COVID experience. And write down the things that are happening around you. Those will be really great fuel. Those thoughts will be really great fuel for a college essay. And it'll be nice to have those things written down so you can go back to them. For seniors, the Common application is now live. Start your account. There's no reason to wait. They have a great set of resources for you to pull upon that will walk you all the way through filling out the Common application. And the best way to do that, it is a great resource. And again, it's live. You can start it now.
Do you guys have any books you'd like to recommend for students or parents who are preparing for the college application process?
Yeah, there are a couple of resources that I recommend to students and parents, actually. One of them is The Truth About Admissions by Brennan Bernard and Rick Clark. It's a great resource for any high school student and parents of high school students to read. And the other one is Where You Go Is Not Who You'll Be, An Antidote to the College Admissions Mania by Frank Bruni. Both of those are great resources.
One that I would recommend is a book called Colleges That Change Lives. It's by Lauren Pope, and it introduces you to a group of 42 colleges across the country that focus on things like character development and community engagement and relationships with faculty and just the kinds of things that help you not only learn and learn in the best way you can, but to be a good person and a thoughtful citizen. I will make sure that Dylan and Nikolai have the information about an upcoming webinar that CTCL is doing to help introduce all of those 42 schools to you. I think that would be great for you to tune in.
Thank you, Dylan and Nikolai, for agreeing to interview us on this episode of Talk College to Me today. We most certainly enjoyed your questions.
Oh, you're so welcome. You know, I had a blast being here today. I definitely had fun. So thanks, guys.
And well, we most certainly enjoyed the opportunity to come on. For more information regarding our Talk College to Me podcast and information mentioned in this episode, please visit the link d100.college, follow us on Twitter at d100, and feel free to contact us by emailing college@d100radio.com or text us on messages.
Make sure to tune in next week as we're covering what it means for a college to be test optional and what that means for you.
For more information discussed in this episode, please visit d100.college.
The views, information, or opinions expressed during this episode are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of their respective institutions or organizations. Thank you for tuning in to Talk College to Me.
See you next week.